11 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch begins now. All right, Tausch, you've been chomping. What do you want to get to here?
So, do you have the tweet I sent you? Because you are a great setup guy. You would be the Rick Honeycutt to my Dennis Eckersley. Now, you're just a good setup guy. You're going to come in. You're going to get an out. You're going to set me up. And I have a interesting. I'm just college football and NCAA basketball. The whole thing. It's fascinating to me. This flux that we're in. So if you may, Rick, can you set me up with as far as what Nizer Forkerine is up to?
Well, I was only avoiding setting you up because I didn't know how to say his name correctly, which I know you always enjoy when you're put in
Luckily,
that position.
Luckily, I'm a student of the game, yes.
So this player's name is again?
Nizer Forkerine.
And he is a cornerback. For the Wisconsin
had a really
Badgers.
Good year. Yeah, really, I thought did some nice things this year.
Well, except that USC game kind of got picked on a little bit. Okay.
Dynamite drop in, Monty. So he would like, is he suing or is he just, I think
he wants eligibility.
He's filed a complaint and he is ready in the U.S. District Court for the Western District of Wisconsin. To
is that lacrosse? Like,
that's a great question. I don't know where that is. All I know is that he wants another year of eligibility after having played at Grand Valley State University in 2020. That season was canceled. He played two more seasons at that school, which is a Division II program. And then he transferred to UW. This is all from my buddy Colton Bartholomew's story in the Wisconsin State Journal today. They transferred to UW. He has played now two seasons for the Badgers with Tausch calling his games. He played 11 games as a freshman at GVSU. He played 13 games as a sophomore. So those are significant. That's significant playing time. His last two seasons, he played 12 games for the Badgers each of those years. He doesn't think that his D2 experience should count against his eligibility at a D1 program. Now, I don't know all the ins and outs of the Wild West that is the transfer portal now. I do know that there were guys that would leave Wisconsin, and I feel like there was a pipeline to Western Illinois. Because that was one double A at the time.
Aaron Stack, and you didn't have to lose any eligibility.
Right, and you could transfer and be immediately eligible.
Mm-hmm.
So there is some precedent of there being different rules for different levels of football in the NCAA.
Correct, yes.
But what Nizer?
Mm-hmm.
Still Nizer not so Forkerine. Sure. Forkerine. Wants is basically to say, hey, those years that you spent at Grand Valley, they don't count. So you got all kinds of eligibility left at the University of Wisconsin. Now, Tausch, I would ask you for your scouting report because he certainly is draft eligible if he'd like to try and go to the National Football League. But I get the sense that either he's not quite good enough or not ready enough to go. So he's looking to play more football at the college level. Is that an accurate depiction of what we got here?
I think that's probably a fair portrayal of kind of the scenario you're in. But you have to understand now, too, this is no longer the old days. The NCAA doesn't have any jurisdiction. Matter of fact, they have said that the transfer portal doesn't even exist. And that's their own words. So for me, I think what other line of work, and now that we're paying guys, what other line of work can you tell somebody you only, unless it's a politician and they can get reelected, et cetera, et cetera?
Uh-huh.
What other line of work you say you only get to work here for 4 years? Can you tell me a job that is limited by that? Maybe there's some that I'm missing. What job do you only get 4 years?
Yeah, I don't think anything other than being voted into office. The Packers have the mandatory retirement age of 70.
Yeah, that's
so if you started when you were 66, you would only have 4 years.
So now guys are getting 8 and 9 years. We've had an 8 and 9 year player get medical redshirted and everything else. If someone is not good enough to play in the NFL, but can earn $400K to $500K playing at college, being Van Wilder, why are they forced to stop? It's the university can make their own rules and say, we're going to move along. But if somebody's a really good player, not quite good enough to be a pro, but a great college player, what is going to stop that college player from saying, oh, I'm going to stay? There is literally, and I want someone to tell me a job in the world that will tell you, you only get 3 years and you're gone. Now, there's plenty of jobs that you're not good enough and you're, hey, a deuce is a B. But I don't know what the argument is going to be when Nizer takes this somewhere and they're saying, well, I have, and I've said this for a year and a half now. What is going to stop a 28-year-old good offensive lineman, a good corner that can't play in the NFL, and the UFL is paying maybe $100,000. These guys are going to get $300,000-$400,000, get educated. Can you imagine, like, old school? You could end up being like old school. A 28-year-old dude gets a house, ends up getting Snoop Dogg and Vinnie Vaughn to throw parties, run a business, and go play ball. Not bad.
So just so your position is clear, you're not in support of this, are you?
I'm asking a question. What is stopping
someone
from
doing this? I just asked you a question. Are you supportive of a 28-year-old?
And I'm asking a question back. Listen, man, I want college to be the old days. I don't want guys, I want you to commit and then work and develop. This is no longer what we have. It's irrelevant what I want because that's not the reality. So I can't sit here and tell you that if somebody is going into their sixth year, they are not going to be drafted in the NFL. They are not going to play in the NBA. And they could earn $300K to $400K playing at a university that wants them there. Why shouldn't they be able to do it?
Well, first of all, I understand that the NCAA is not the pantheon of great management or leadership or judgment or anything. At some point, whether it's them or some other conglomerate, someone needs to take control of college athletics for a variety of reasons. We've heard Barry Alvarez talk about this on the Great Dane Huddle with Barry Alvarez and Tarek and Derek. Sooner or later, you just have to have rules. You have to have rules for when you can transfer. You have to have rules for if you're entering into a contract with your NIL deal with the school. You have to have rules for all this, right? We can't, if we're going to be another pro league in college sports, then we need to figure out how we're going to do that. Because in the NFL, there is a window of free agency, and it opens at a specific time. I can't think, there's been a lot of ridiculous things that have happened, but one of them that I thought is at the top of the list is a backup quarterback at Penn State being in position to be playing in a national championship game if the starter gets hurt, or at least
beat
in the playoff.
Beat us in the second half.
Correct.
Beat
I saw
us
him play.
In the second half
yes,
at Camp Randall.
I saw it, yeah. And in order to
just
put himself in the best position.
You just flip me off?
No, I was itching my head. He entered the transfer portal while his team was in the college football playoff. If that isn't proof for how jacked up college sports are right now, I don't know what is. But yes, do I think that they should have a rule that caps eligibility? They do. They have those rules. Now, COVID threw everything into disarray for a while.
But Jason, I guess the question I have is why?
Well, but if first of all, are we not Forkrean? I still can't say his name. Is trying to cover new ground here, right? He's because before this, your eligibility, it didn't matter if it was at a Division II school or not, it counted. And he's trying to change the rules so he can stay in college.
Yeah, and JUCO rules just got changed. JUCO doesn't count now. If you go to a JUCO, it doesn't count for eligibility.
Right. So, again, now, not everyone is Cam McCormick, and you may say, well, who is Cam McCormick? Cam McCormick is a former Oregon tight end who was a freshman in 2016, and I don't know if he ended up playing for the Ducks in 2023 or not ultimately, but he was given a ninth year of eligibility because he'd had a bunch of health problems and COVID and transfers and everything else. The bottom line is this is yet another example of how the NCAA or whoever the powers that be are going to be in college sports need to figure out what the rules are going to be. And if you want to say that if you play at NAIA, Division III, Division II, what about Division I AA or FCS, I guess it's called now, are those going to count or not against your eligibility? The NCAA has to figure that out. As you pointed out, the JUCO stuff already doesn't count. So you can go to a JUCO for 3 years. Uh-huh. Or multiple JUCOs and still have 4 years of college eligibility at a Division I school. But again, I think what you're trying to do, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, is demonstrate the ridiculousness of this. Because as a Badger fan and as the radio analyst voice, you want him on that field because he's good. And if he wants to come back and the Badgers would want him back, you are in support of him coming back. Am I wrong?
Certainly. And my question is, what other field of business in the world are you
right, but they're also
not allowed
students,
to...
Right?
So what?
Well, I'm just saying that it's not the...
You can stay in school, Jason. Van Wilder was in school for 9 years.
That's a movie.
You can stay in school forever.
It's true.
If the Daily Cardinal, that's where you wrote, right? Or is it the Badger Herald?
Badger Herald.
You were at the Badger Herald, and you're following, you were killing it, and you're taking on this whole new life, and they're paying you, let's just say it easy, $100K to write for the Badger Herald, and you graduate, and they say, you know what, Jason, I know you're moving on, well, so-and-so is only going to pay you $60, we think, we want you to keep doing this. You're going to say... no, my eligibility's up at the Badger Herald. I can't do that anymore. Really? You're really going to do that?
So I guess my question is, if we allow for everything that is not Division I or FBS level football, because we're talking football here, not basketball. Because, hey, Brad Davison, I'm sure, would have loved to have played 8 seasons instead of 6 for the Badgers, right?
And if but Wisconsin didn't want him, they didn't have to bring it back. You get what I'm saying?
Well, when I guess, yeah. What I'm asking is that this what is trying to be done here is to have years of eligibility not count because they were not at an FBS school. So if we let's just say the NCAA says if it's not at the FBS level, it doesn't count. And you get 4 years, everyone gets 4 years of FBS level eligibility. And then you can redshirt for a year. That would give you 5. You can have medical redshirt situations, which we've had forever. That could get you an additional year. But we are not, if you are healthy and you play, you're only allowed 4 years. Are you suggesting that the NCAA should not have that rule in place because other jobs in the rest of the free world do not have term limits other than politicians?
I will say this. Had you asked me this question 10 years ago, I would say there's strict rules. This is how it is. The fact that things now you're getting paid and you're in this position in a free market society, I don't understand. You're going to – now, it's your right as an organization to say you only get 5 years. That's what you get. There's already – loopholes and gray areas and everything else. But I do have a hard time understanding if the University of Wisconsin wants you back and knows you're going to help them win, and your best move financially is to stay, why you can't stay? I can't get my head wrapped around that. No.
Right. So what you're arguing, let's take the specifics of this case out of it. And you are just, let's just say you're Mark Tauscher, who arrives at the University of Wisconsin as a walk-on offensive lineman and redshirts his first season and doesn't get a ton of opportunities. But by the time he is a senior, he is a starter at right tackle, and he's paving the way for Ron Dayne to set an NCAA record for rushing yards. You think that you should be allowed, after you've used up your eligibility according to the traditional concept, you should be able to decide that I, Mark Tauscher, I don't know if I'm going to get drafted. The Seahawks are telling me I'm going to get drafted in the fourth round. The Packers are telling me I'm a seventh rounder. I'm not sure. I should have the right to stay and just take clap for credit and rocks for jocks and whatever else I need to continue to my academic career. I should be able to stay at Wisconsin as long as Wisconsin wants me and I want to be here and I'm making some money off my NIL deal. My agreement with Wando's to support their business. You think you should
tell me why I shouldn't be? The University of Wisconsin comes to me and says, we don't have a guy that we feel like is good enough to replace you. You don't have any other options. We'll give you X to come back and play. And again, the difference now is there's money involved. This is no longer amateur. So it's let's not stop the facade,
right.
And
yep,
that's my question. So, yeah, you're going to tell me because some arbitrary rule is in place that you're going to say I can't earn $500K? I'm not forcing anybody to pay me that. They're offering it to me, and I'm not able to accept it?
Yeah,
I'm open to hearing arguments and why that's not the case. I can't find another job in the world. This is no longer the 1980s and 90s, guys. Like, it's not. It's a new world.
No.
It's a new era. And you have to figure that out. I am, first, just for the record, I want it to be the old days where you develop and you go to the pros. And if you don't, you go find a job. Blah, blah, blah. But I just think it's crazy. If I work my tail off, I'm some skinny young freshman that can't play a lick, and I develop, and all of a sudden I'm getting to be okay by the time I'm a junior or a senior. And all of a sudden, I get to play, but my eligibility runs out, and no, the NFL, I'm not ready. I can't. They're not going to pick me up. I'm forced to go play at Michigan, the Panthers, for $75K when Wisconsin's going to give me $500 to start at right tackle for them? What world does that make any sense?
Yeah. Again, I think those of us that understand that the old days are gone, but that the new days need to be policed more effectively, there's a reason why we have rules. And while your argument that no other job in the world has term limits other than politics, then make it the version of politics and sports. And there are term limits for how long you can be a college athlete.
Certainly. Yep.
And they can choose
right
to
now
do
there's
that.
Not. What are they?
But
what
but
are they right now?
But this is what, you know, for those of us that, and we've had this conversation many times, for those of us that care about college athletics and are wistful for the old days of just teams, you know, paying players under the table and cheating as opposed to what we have now.
SEC's not quite as dominant now since that's not the case.
No,
that's
interesting.
Just a
Isn't
side
that
note?
Odd? Yeah, it's different here. I want rules in place. I want timelines for transfers and the transfer portal. I want a salary cap.
Everybody does, Jason.
For every school.
Everybody wants that.
And so if we're going to institute rules to save this institution we call college athletics, then I think there should be a guideline on what eligibility looks like too and how much you can have. And all those things should matter. And you have contracts just like the pros do. They could be 2 years with a player option or a school option, whatever you want to do. But between what they've got going on with the guy that enrolled at Miami and now a guy who wants to say those years at a Division II school shouldn't count to my eligibility because I want to stay at Wisconsin, this is Wisconsin is at the epicenter of the ridiculousness of college athletics. That there are, you've heard Barry Alvarez, everyone, you know, Greg Gard has used it, we've used it, the Wild West. I think the Wild West at least had more clear rules about how you were, you know, when you were able to draw your pistol when you were doing a showdown, right? I just don't understand this. They don't, there are no rules. It's no holds barred. And so I think if they are going to survive and they're going to figure this out and make it equitable, salary cap, specific window for transfers, and yes, there should be eligibility rules. That's what I want to see. I don't know if that will happen. We need to play trivia. I've been waiting all day for Sunday night. I've been waiting all day for this because it is, in fact, Gerald Ford trivia.
He, you know what? He maybe never would have been president if the same rules. He would have probably, because he had to wait a while to play at Michigan. He maybe would have still been playing first base at Michigan if they threw him some NIL because he wasn't quite good enough to go to the big leagues. Lord knows what would have happened.
He did turn down the NFL to be the boxing coach at Yale.
That is not one of the questions.
Is that one of the trivia questions?
No, he wrote them. He knows. I'm reading the questions. I can also speak to this. It does not say which president he was. What number president was Gerald Ford? How does the resident 38. Expert on Gerald 38. Ford not know that he was the 38th president?
Look. There's a lot going on, okay? I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
All right. So he was the 38th president. Half of that is 19. Caller 19 for Wilde and Tausch, Gerald Ford trivia. Caller 19, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. Caller 19 plays Gerald Ford trivia coming up next after Tausch tells us about Quick Trip.
Well, life's busy. Quick Trip gets it. Whether you're craving a fresh coffee, tasty bakery treat, or a quick grab-and-go meal, or a snack, Quick Trip is your go-to for variety and quality fast service. Quick Trip's team is all about making your day easier and better. From clean restrooms to fresh groceries and everything in between, Quick Trip's got you covered. So they got ATMs, free air, and car wash. It's been hot, warm out. Everybody over at Quick Trip getting their car washed. And you can also check out Quick Trip's appetizers. Crispy tornadoes packed with bold fillings or zesty mini tacos that are bite-sized, totally irresistible. Don't forget to take home and bake a freshly made cheese mountain pizza. $9.99 for traditional, $6.99 thin crust. Plus, the quick white bread, it's only 99 cents a loaf. Apples, oranges, and pears, oh my, 3 for $1.49. You make dinner a breeze by grabbing Kitchen Cravings 80% lean ground beef, 16 ounces for $2.99. Download the Quick Rewards app. Take advantage of all Quick Trip has to offer. Order ahead for pickup or curbside delivery. Quick Trip. We'll see you next time.
Trivia's next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Wilde and Tausch on 100.5 ESPN is brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Everlight Solar.
Time for trivia, although the Milwaukee version of the carbless talk and text line. I got Chris saying, ask Mark if he feels that when NIL goes to high school, will it be cool if players no longer go to college and just stay in high school for 8 years?
Yeah, it's a slippery slope, man. I'm telling you, I don't want this, guys, gals. All I'm saying is, as we're currently constituted, how is this fair? Like, I get it. I want things to be, but that's not the world we're living in.
Dusty in Partyville. What Tausch is arguing is bad for college football, but also bad for NFL because the guy who stays for multiple years blocks younger players from coming up and developing. Again, I just want to make sure people understand. I don't think you're arguing for this. I think what you're doing, because I'm familiar with your work, is that you are pointing out a flaw in the system. And that is that if you're going to treat these guys like employees, which is seemingly the mentality, there are very few jobs where you are given a term limit to your employment. Now, people do sign contracts and then become free agents, right? Like in the TV industry, I don't know about radio. I don't have a contract personally, but maybe, you know, big superstars in radio do that sort of thing with different companies. But you get to the end of your contract. I know as a TV anchor person, for example, they either re-up you or you're done with that station and you start looking for another job somewhere else, right? And some people choose not to sign extensions because they want the freedom. There's a lot of folks that have come through Green Bay that are very talented TV people that had aspirations for bigger markets. And so there was a finite end to their careers because they signed the contract and they or the television station chose not to re-sign them. And I suppose that would apply to college football as well. All right, let's get to trivia.
And Jason, and I guess just to put a bow on it, the market will dictate, right? The market will dictate, and I don't want to see a 27-year-old defensive end going against an 18-year-old redshirt freshman. I ain't good for anybody. So if you want to get your sport in order, definitely put some limits, do some things to figure it out, but we're not there. There's guys that are 26, 27 years old playing against 18-year-olds. I don't want that.
Yeah.
But it's here.
Or certainly the possibility of it is here based on the lack of oversight that college
sports has. But how old is that quarterback for Oregon? How old is that Oregon quarterback this year?
36. Yeah, no, I don't know. All right, let's get to Bob in Brookfield and play some trivia. Bob, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm okay. I think I agree with you guys, though. The golden age of college athletics is behind us, and it's really sad.
Yeah, I just don't have a lot. Sort of like newspapers, I don't have a lot of faith that we have our smartest people figuring out the best way forward for a challenged environment. I always rely on people smarter than me.
There's nobody figuring out the way forward.
It's been like that.
Right?
It's unfortunately, we've seen
either.
It's not like we haven't seen this coming, guys. The Ed O'Bannon lawsuit was 15 years ago, I think.
Yeah,
we knew it was coming.
I'm sure Gerald
put our head
saw
in the sand
during his presidency.
Put your head in the sand. It'll all work itself out. How's that going?
Yeah, that sounds like the newspaper approach. All right, Gerald Ford trivia is the category. Question one for you, Bob, is this. Who is the only president to become an Eagle Scout? Was it Abe Lincoln, Jimmy Carter, or Gerald Ford?
Let's go with Gerald Ford.
It would have been really gutsy on Hunter's part to call it Gerald Ford trivia and have Jimmy Carter be the correct answer there, but no, it is indeed Gerald Ford.
R.I.P.
Indeed.
R.I.P.
I think all three of those people are dead in this list. Question two. Gerald Ford was one of four presidents to live into their 90s. Which one of these presidents did not live into his 90s? Jimmy Carter, William Henry Harrison, or Ronald Reagan? Ronald Reagan, the actor?
Oh, my. Wow. Let's go with Harrison.
I suppose Jane Wyman is the first lady. Yes, you are correct. William Henry Harrison. God, I love it.
You have a lot of references. I don't have a clue what the heck.
That's Back to the Future.
Yeah, come on. I don't know that one.
Marty tells Doc Brown who the president is.
Come on. I don't know.
Oh,
and Jack Benny is Secretary of the Treasury. All right, question three. Bob, as you're two for two thus far. Who is the only Michigan football player to have his number retired but not be an All-American? Is it Desmond Howard, Gerald Ford, or Rashawn Gary?
Oh, God. There's no way in hell it's Rashawn Gary. We'll go with Gerald Ford again.
Jeez. Oh, wow.
I want to be very clear when I say this. I'm extremely appreciative of the producers that step into the breach when Jesse takes one of his many days off and now goes on a cruise. Hunter, if you call it Gerald Ford trivia, and two of the three questions, Gerald Ford is one of the options and is the correct answer. Do you feel like you might be giving away the... I'm not suspending you like other people did. Because I asked for this. In fact, I begged for it. But I did not envision Gerald Ford trivia to then have Gerald Ford be the answers. I figured they would be questions about Gerald Ford. That you...
I think he did a fine job.
Yeah, see, Bob likes it.
Well, of course Bob likes it. He got basically two three correct answers. Bob, you got all three right. Way to nail that William Henry Harrison question. The only one that didn't have Gerald Ford as an option. We've got four entries into tomorrow's drawing. We appreciate you playing and your loyalty to the show, buddy. Thanks.
Thanks, guys. The only good thing of the pandemic was I started listening to you guys every day. So,
God, we appreciate that. Yeah, thank you very much. That was a challenging time, and I'm glad that we were able to be a distraction during that time because I know it was tough for a lot of people. All right, we got Woe Hunter coming up, and it'll be all topics that relate to the name Hunter. Hunter the TV show. Dear Hunter. Tausch, before we get to that, you got to tell us about Kohler Services.
Oh, yes, indeed. If you've been putting off your bath or shower remodel, now is the time to turn to Kohler Services. Family-owned for 150 years, Kohler is your Wisconsin manufacturer providing care for life. And this month only, $1,000 off your Lugstone shower remodel with no payment financing until OCT26. Visit KohlerServicesWI.com to request your free quote with fast professional installation always included. Again, that's KohlerServicesWI.com.
Woe Hunter is next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Slow down on Monday. Not a sound on Wednesday. Yeah. Might get loud on Friday.
All right, the time has come. Following up Gerald Ford trivia with Woe Hunter.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, "Mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide."
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Woe Nelly
on Wilde and Tausch.
All right, gentlemen, because I may have spent more time on this than I did on Gerald Ford trivia, we're still going to do blind resumes because I promised you that as well today.
Yes, you did.
So if you, those of you that can, turn your attention to the video screens, some Packers trade targets.
Ooh.
Player A has 9 tackles for loss last year, 15 quarterback hits, and 7.5 sacks. Meanwhile, player B had 17 tackles for a loss, 20 quarterback hits, and 7.5 sacks as well. So, guys, who do you think's player A? Who's player B? And which one would you want?
Okay, I'm going to say player A is Max Crosby. Player B is TJ Watt.
I'm going to say that one of them, I'm going to say player A is, and again, 9 tackles for loss, 15 quarterback hits, 7.5 sacks. Player B, 17 tackles for loss, 20 quarterback hits, 7.5 sacks. Player A is Khalil Mack. Player B is Max Crosby.
Well, Jason, you're correct on player B. Player A was Rashawn Gary.
Mmm. changes your outlook a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in fact, I think Khalil Mack actually had even fewer sacks for those that are very excited about Khalil Mack coming around and being available.
You have to trade for Khalil Mack. He's a free agent, too,
He is set to be 34 years old in February. And last season, great name, right? Great name.
That doesn't sound goody.
It does not sound very goody-ish at all, especially considering that last season he had 6 sacks. I hope I didn't ruin another blind resume, Hunter.
You did not. As we move on, player A, 992 total yards. They scored 5 touchdowns on 108 targets on the season.
Mm-hmm.
Player B, less yards at 806, less touchdowns with 4, but more targets, 123.
Okay, I think player B's Jaden Reed, right?
So that's total yards from scrimmage?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm guessing player A is T. Higgins. That'd be my guess.
T. Higgins would be the logical guess on this. So yeah, I'll agree with Tausch. Circle gets the square.
Well, you guys were both wrong. Player A, Deebo Samuel. Player B, DK Metcalf. And I had to use the picture of him from the ESPN, the magazine. I think that was the body issue, maybe, that he took that picture. But
those are some abs right there, boy.
Yeah. And those two floating around, so thought that it was just kind of interesting for some potential receivers.
For the record, I don't want Deebo. DK Metcalf would be intriguing to me. Deebo, I think he's – I don't even know how old he is, but he's beaten down. Like, he has been injured. They put him at running back for a year, and I think that season beat him down. I would not want to go down that road. The DK Metcalf, I'm intrigued enough to hear more about what that might look like. But the correct answer here is picking up Tay Adams is what we need to do.
I do know this. Goody, when he was telling the story about drafting Elgton Jenkins, mentioned both of those players whose blind resumes you posted as guys they considered and were available around when they were going to be picking. And they stayed put, and those guys went off the board, and they ended up with Elgton Jenkins, which worked out pretty well, by the way. All right, we got time for one more if you got one more.
Yeah, we can do one more. This one is we're going to go to the NBA side since the trade deadline is February 6th for the Bucks. So player A, 11.9 points per game, 4.6 assists a game, and 3.8 rebounds. Player B, 24 points, 4.5 assists, and 4.8 rebounds.
Well, I defer to our resident NBA expert on this one.
So I think Zach LaVine and Jimmy Butler are the two players that you put in here.
You've got one of them correct.
Okay.
Player A is Chris Middleton. Player B, Zach LaVine. So I've seen some fans on Twitter saying they don't want to get rid of Chris with him coming off the bench, but when you're doubling up the number of points for his production and then you get still the assists and rebounds, I thought that that would be a solid trade if they can make that happen to get Zach LaVine.
I thought they're getting De'Aaron
Fox. Jason, are you on board with that?
Yeah, I think from talking to people who know much more about the NBA than I do, which is why there's a Packers-centric show for those asking in the YouTube comments, it sounds to me like we've reached the end of the line with Chris Middleton in terms of his body breaking down and his what his injuries over the years have robbed him of. All-time great Buck will have his number retired, but again, I think they're probably I was under the impression they were trying to move Dame. Is that not true?
Who gave you that impression?
Yeah, I'd be surprised if they did that.
Homer?
Yeah, that's my go-to for all insightful things, Homer, which you'll get tomorrow as our cousin sub of the day. Cousin subs, we believe in better. We'll wrap things up next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
We're on the Packers.
The lesson to be learned is you can't be a 7 seed.
Because we're on Wisconsin sports.
They got to be better, and if they're not, then next year will be a disappointment.
Nobody covers the green and gold like 100.5 ESPN.
All right, we're way late. The show's supposed to be over. This is why getting your information from smart journalists is why it's important. ESPN's Bobby Marks, who does a fantastic job for them, was very clear in his piece recently that Giannis and Lillard are not trade candidates. That leaves the Bucks with Brooke Lopez, Bobby Portis, and Pat Connaughton as their, and I'm quoting here, most valuable assets. So I was wrong about that. I was right about most of the other things we talked about today. We'll do it again tomorrow. Homer will be in as our cousin sub of the day for me. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on Wisconsin On Demand.